Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about a very topical issue, one which has created intense amount of debate and discussion in our contemporary society over the past couple of years, and more and more, especially at the time where we're being asked to choose leaders of the country and consider policies and politics. And that's the issue of asylum seekers. It's a particularly emotive and political issue, which has been fed and being used, unfortunately, by a number of people in the media arena. Unfortunately, an issue which deals with human lives and human suffering, and one which is all too often used for political purposes. And also, unfortunately, an issue which is actually built upon some really, really common, albeit unfortunate and unfair, patterns of social psychology, which are commonly based on fear and the interactions between social groups. So primarily, when we think about the asylum seeker or the boat people issue, and firstly, I mean, even the use of boat people is a potentially discriminatory term which labels a certain group of people, which in effect are just asylum seekers. And asylum seekers come in many forms. They travel by boat, they travel by plane, they overstay visas. They apply in other countries, they apply in Australia. But at the end of the day, they are people who are fleeing persecution and seeking asylum in our great land. What we're borrowing on is the distance and the difference between an in-group and an out-group when it comes to our social psychology. This in-group, out-group thinking is almost us versus them, and it underlies all forms of prejudice and also extreme nationalism, racism and sexism, that we see our community split into certain groups and see the other group as a distinct group, where there's no defining features and we don't see the highly diverse population and we stereotype. When this occurs, it's very, very easy to see the other, in inverted commas, as a potential threat or an enemy and dehumanize them in a way. And this gets coupled with existing fears and issues that we encounter in our day-to-day world and our own insecurities. And these can be used to scapegoat the other group in social interactions and in our understanding of the world. Like I said, this is a particularly complex issue where, unfortunately, a lot of people base their decisions and their thinking on a number of unknown factors with very little evidence or research. My first mind game for everyone in the community this week would actually be to ask themselves, how much do I actually know about this issue? How much do I know about these people that are being discussed? And this hopefully will counter an unfortunate tendency to come to decisions based on very little evidence or understanding. What else can we do? Like I said, one of the biggest things we can do as a community is learn about the issue, meet the people, hear their stories, encounter their humanity and see the diversity, and then make our decisions. Build our empathy muscle. We all have an empathy muscle. It's really, really important to ask ourselves, you know, if my family were threatened, what would I be willing to do? If I were encountering war and persecution, what would I do? And lastly, most importantly, if I were in this situation, how would I like to be treated? My last mind game is for everyone to ask ourselves, what allows us to be this compassionate in our communities? And how different actually is it? After all, aren't we all members of a global community? Imagine this week on Mind Games.